Hi, I'm Chris Tulip, and I'm a PM on the Flighting Feedback team, and today I'm going to be talking to you about app feedback.
Hi, I'm Stuart Hargraves, and I'm a program manager on the Windows Dev Center team, and I'll be showing you how to add feedback to your app and talking about some upcoming features.
So, we've all seen reviews that look something like this before, and we all want to catch them in pre-production before our customers have put them on our store page for everyone to see. So when we went out and listened to what developers were asking for, we saw that they were actually looking for to solve a few key problems. The first one is, how do we catch problems earlier before their customers experience them in the wild? Beyond that, what we're looking to solve is that developers were looking for a better way to engage with their customers. And most of all, they're looking for a standardized platform to enable customers to understand how they can connect with developers and how they can make that whole system better. So, to address these, we're introducing the app feedback system. Using this system, you'll be able to invite your customers to give feedback, you'll be able to engage with them, and identify what their top issues are directly from the Dev Center. Beyond that, you can now engage with your customers through features like commenting or responding privately to email for the users who've given you feedback. And finally, you can notify them when they've finished off feedback. So this whole story starts inside your app. What you can now do through an integration with the Store SDK is to simply either solicit your customers to give you whichever feedback comes to mind by just adding a button saying send feedback, and they'll launch into the Windows Feedback Hub and be able to give you whatever comes to mind. The other scenario is event-driven feedback. And so this is something we're working on with one of our partners, PhotoBooth, that you'll be able to see at the Build conference. PhotoBooth is making sure that users give them feedback on the layout of their photos. So after a user completes a photo reel, they'll be able to say, please give us feedback on the layout. This will take those customers into the Windows Feedback Hub. Feedback Hub is a new tool which we've been working on throughout Windows 10. What it does is it enables you to capture feedback from your customers, and those customers can then search, upvote, and comment on that feedback, providing them with a means to engage and build community around your application. From there, that feedback gets piped into the Developer Center, where you can really dig into the feedback and understand trends and filter it by things like package version, date ranges, and several others. This becomes really, really powerful because it lets you understand what your customers are doing and what they're really looking for. Beyond that, we've done some early partner engagement to make sure that this feature is really ready to go after build. We were working with Sketchable, Instant Photo Booth, who I mentioned a minute ago, and we've already actually tested this out internally with Groove Music to work out some of the bugs. So now I'm going to hand it off to Stuart, who's going to show you what a simple integration this feature really is.
All right. Thanks, Chris. So now that you know something about app feedback and how you can use it to connect with your customers, I'm going to take you through how we implement app feedback in our apps in four easy steps. So step one is to install the Store Services SDK and reference it in our app. Now, the Store Services SDK gives you the function you'll use to render a feedback link in your app, and it also enables a number of other new Dev Center features such as A/B testing and targeted push notifications. Now, I'll include information about those features at the end of the video. Step two is to build the link. So the way we do that is we simply call feedback.launchfeedbackasync from a click handler, and then we'll add that click handler to a button that I've already created in my XAML. Okay? Now step three, we need to control the visibility of this button with the isSupported property. Now the reason we need to do this is so that we can hide this button from customers who are running earlier versions of Windows 10 that don't yet support the link that's generated by Launch Feedback Async. Now I did that in my code behind by creating a visibility property and then adding it as a binding in my button. Now, at this point, we have a working feedback button that will launch the feedback app. But before we launch our app and try out the link, wouldn't it be great if we could pass some additional information along with that feedback that the customers are submitting to give us some extra context about the feedback when we're looking at it in DevCenter? Well, we can, and the way we do that is we create a new dictionary, and then we add any name value pairs to that dictionary that we want associated with the feedback. And in this example, I'm adding the height and width of the app's viewport. And then we just add that dictionary as an argument to launch feedback async. Now, any metadata that you pass along this way will be included with that feedback when you view it in the DevCenter. Okay, so let's launch our app and try out the link. So you'll see in my sample app, I've got a feedback button, and when I click on it, it launches the feedback hub, and it takes me directly to my app's feedback. And this feedback will appear in the DevCenter. Step 4, build packages and update your app. As soon as your customers get your update, they'll be able to start submitting feedback, and you'll be able to start seeing it in the DevCenter feedback report. So let's talk about a few best practices and guidelines when using app feedback in your app. Microsoft provides some icons and design suggestions you can use when implementing feedback in your app. Consider using these assets so your feedback link is consistent and recognizable to your customers. Next, if you're proactively asking your customers for feedback on an event that they may see more than once, it's a good idea to track and limit how often you're asking your customers for feedback. It's also a good idea to give your customers a way to opt out of giving you feedback. And finally, if you are collecting feedback on your app, let your customers know you're listening by reading the feedback and using it to fix problems and add the features they're asking for. Okay, so now that you're learning from your feedback and you're making improvements to your app, what's next? Well, Microsoft is working on a number of features that will allow you to engage and collaborate with your customers who submit feedback about your app. The first, you'll be able to directly engage with your customers with email. And this is a great way to follow up for more information about their feedback or to offer some customer support. Next, you'll be able to participate in your customers' discussions about feedback in the feedback hub. And when you comment, your comment will be badged with your publisher name to identify you as the developer. And last, if you use feedback to fix a specific problem, you can mark that feedback as fixed or implemented. And when you do this, you'll have the option of notifying your customers, any customers who commented on your feedback or wrote the feedback or upvoted the feedback, you'll be able to notify them with a toast notification that comes from your app. So, in closing, we encourage you to take advantage of app feedback to grow the quality of your app and also to keep your customers engaged by letting them know you're listening. Thank you for watching today.